Please don't tickle your baby. Once a baby can smile and laugh, we feel so warmed by her when she lights up. It's the best thing in the day, a sweet, delighted little one who's in love with us. So once a baby begins to smile and to laugh, it's tempting to tickle her to get her laughter going. But as much as she likes the back and forth of this happy communication with you, there are some things about tickling that can be hard on your baby. We at Hand in Hand have listened for literally thousands of hours to parents talking about what nurtured them in childhood and what was hard on them. Tickling comes up pretty frequently as an interaction that was unpleasant. We started advising that parents change what they were doing just a bit around tickling-type play, and many children, after that change, piped up and told their parents that they liked it better now that there was no tickling. The responses were consistent enough that we feel pretty confident in advising you not to tickle your baby. You see, babies need lots of affectionate touch. They love to be close to their parents. But the touch that works best for them is touch that's affectionate or playful or gentle, but that doesn't force them into laughter. Tickling does force a child into laughter. The grown-up jabs at a sensitive spot on the child's body, and the child has to laugh. She has no alternative. This kind of laughter doesn't communicate anything but, you touched me there and I have to laugh. Laughter that isn't forced in this way can communicate closeness, anticipation, surprise, happiness, delight. Laughter that's good for your baby happens when your baby feels safe and close to you. It happens when your baby feels like she's at least partly in charge of the interaction. There are lots of ways to get laughter games going with your baby or your toddler without tickling. Here are some ways that you can do that. With your infant, just look warmly and expectantly at her and say something like, "Here I come," and then move gently in to give her a kiss or a little nuzzle or clasp her little hand in yours, and then back away, and often she'll laugh every time you do this. The anticipation of being gently touched gives babies plenty of excitement. It's really all the excitement they need, and their laughter lets some of that excitement vent. Gentle games of movement, when you say, "Up you go," and then raise your baby up to a sitting position from a lying position, might bring laughter when done over and over again. The anticipation of any small, safe movement while you're tuned into your baby and paying close attention is the kind of thing an infant needs to laugh. When movements are too sudden or too big or the person playing isn't really tuned in to the infant, this kind of play that involves surprise movements can quickly become overwhelming for a baby. So you need to let the play go slowly, go gently. Your baby's relaxed laughter will tell you when you've got it just right. When your baby's a bit older, she'll begin to laugh at games when something novel happens. For instance, you put a paper party hat on your head, and then you wiggle your head so it falls off. Your baby can laugh for maybe a half an hour or more, watching that party hat fall off again and again and again, as you look delighted and play along with her. Your happiness and her attention to her while you play is an important ingredient in the success of this game. In their second half year of life, babies also laugh when unexpected expressions cross your face, when you play peekaboo with them gently, when you play gentle surprise games that involve bouncing them a little bit on your knee with one bigger bounce every now and then. When a baby begins to crawl, she might like to crawl away from you and have you pull on her shirt tail, begging her to come back to you. "Please don't go away." She might like catch and release games where she crawls away and you say, "Hey, where's my little one going?" and pull her back to nuzzle her. She might like gentle rolling and falling games where you put her on your belly and then wiggle a little bit so that she rolls gently to the carpet in your arms. She's learning to keep her sense that everything is safe in interactions that contain a little bit of surprise. Every time she's surprised, but everything is safe and well, that little bit of tension releases in laughter. It's fun for her, and it's healthy. It means she's gaining mastery of the world, building her confidence. Lots of babies love goofy sounds from you and goofy faces. They love to see goofy ways of moving. I just saw a YouTube video a couple weeks ago that you may have seen. There's a 7 or 8 month old child sitting there, and he tears a piece of newspaper and just all of a sudden giggles because of the sound that it makes. And his father gives him another piece of newspaper, and he tears the paper again, and he giggles like crazy. At one point, the baby just falls over laughing just from the sound of the ripping paper. Your baby will let you know what she finds funny, and you can set things up to let whatever that is be funny over and over and over again. So you see, it doesn't really take tickling to elicit laughter from a baby. Most babies love to be nuzzled, which isn't tickling at all. Nuzzling is nudging a baby's tummy or his bottom with your head or putting your nose in her neck or bouncing kisses down your baby's tummy. Doing these little games of affection after you've tuned in with your baby, after you've let her know what's coming on by saying, "Here comes a snuggle," or "Here come 10 kisses, so she can anticipate your movements, allows your baby to laugh and really thrive on that kind of interaction. The healthiest play for your baby is like a conversation. You and your baby take turns being the communicator and take turns, quote, listening, unquote. For instance, when you're nuzzling, move a little bit away from her after each nuzzle to let her relax and catch up with what just happened. Babies need time to digest the interaction that you're offering. Give your baby several seconds to look at your happy face after you've nuzzled her tummy, so she has her turn to be in charge of what's happening between you. You take charge and nuzzle, then you sit back again and let her take charge and laugh, or move her arms and legs in excitement, or crow and babble, or just look at you and wait for what you're going to do next. Tickling the way we were tickled when we were children is just a grown-up jabbing at a child almost always so that the child can make the grown-up feel better. It wasn't an interaction that was actually for the child, because grown-ups so often need someone to laugh to help them feel hopeful about the world again. So it doesn't really let a child take charge, and it forces a child to laugh long after they've gotten all the enjoyment that they can out of the interaction that the grown-up is offering. It's very adult-driven, and it's not really child-oriented, and it can be a hard habit to break, especially if tickling is a tradition in your family. But try these other gentler, more baby-oriented ways of fostering the back and forth of play and laughter. It'll make you a more skillful player, and it'll make you a better reader of your child's nonverbal signals. Those skills, as you develop them, will help you to grow along with your baby. So enjoy the fun. On with the nuzzling. Yay for the laughter. Yay for your delight. Your baby will know that you're just the best, the very, very best. Thank you for listening.